contains adult content, which could include sexual behaviour or exploitation, violence, and dangerous behaviour. This book includes content that may be distressing to readers, including descriptions of suicide or self-harm, abusive or discriminatory treatment of individuals, groups, religions, or communities. Chapter 1. The Silver Candlesticks. It was 1815, and Monsieur Charles Myriel was the Bishop of Digne. He was a kind man, aged about 75, who lived simply in a small house. When Monsieur Myriel arrived in Digne, he moved into the bishop's palace next to the hospital. But as soon as he visited the hospital, he noticed how small it was.
"The bishop's palace is much bigger," he said to the director of the hospital. "And there are only three of us living there, myself, my sister, and our servant. We don't need all those large rooms. You should move the hospital to the palace, and we'll live here."
The director agreed, and the bishop moved house the next day. His furniture was very old, and the only expensive things that he owned were his grandmother's silver forks and spoons and two large silver candlesticks. Monsieur Myriel gave most of his money to the poor. He walked many miles every week to visit the villages around Digne. He was always happy and often laughed like a schoolboy. When he could, he worked in his garden, growing vegetables, fruit, and flowers. At night, he often sat in his little garden, looking at the moon, and he felt thankful. One evening, in October 1815, a stranger arrived in Digne on foot, and everyone who saw him felt afraid. He was a tall, strong man of about 46, with old, dirty clothes, very short hair, and a long beard. No one knew who he was or where he came from. First, the stranger went into the town hall to show his papers. 15 minutes later, he came out and went into the inn.
"What would you like, monsieur?" asked the landlord without looking up.
"Dinner and a bed," replied the man.
"Of course,"
answered the landlord, and then he looked up. He stared at the stranger's dirty clothes and added,
"If you can pay."
"I have money," said the man, who went to sit down.
The landlord said something quietly to the kitchen boy, who ran off to the town hall. A few minutes later, the boy came back with a message for the landlord.
"I can't give you a room or dinner," the landlord said to the stranger.
"Why not?" the man asked.
"I don't have any rooms or any food," said the landlord.
"That's not true," said the man. "I'm tired and I'm hungry. I'm not leaving."
"I know who you are. Your name is Jean Valjean," said the landlord. "You must go."
So the stranger got up and quietly left the inn. He tried the only other inn in Digne, but they also told him to leave. Then he walked around the streets, knocking on doors, but no one wanted him. Finally, he sat down on a step near the church.
"Maybe I'll have to sleep here," he said to himself.
Then he noticed a small house next to the bishop's palace and went up to the door. Monsieur Myriel was at home with his sister.
"There are stories of a dangerous man in town tonight,"
the bishop's sister was saying.
People are afraid that something terrible will happen. Shouldn't we lock our doors?
At that moment, there was a loud knock.
Come in, said the bishop calmly.
The door flew open and the stranger entered. The bishop's sister was terrified.
My name is Jean Valjean, the man said loudly. I was a convict. I've been in prison for 19 years. I was released 4 days ago, and I've walked 36 miles. No one will give me food or a bed for the night. Can I stay here?
Of course, said Monsieur Myriel.
Really? Said the man in great surprise. But I've been a convict. Everyone else has closed their doors to me because they think that I'm dangerous. I was given 5 years in prison for stealing bread, and another 14 years for trying to escape 4 times. Can I really stay with you? I'll pay as much as you want.
No, I don't want your money, said Monsieur Myriel. I'm the bishop. Come and sit by the fire, monsieur. It's very cold tonight. And, sister, please bring some more light.
His sister got the 2 silver candlesticks from the cupboard, and the servant brought in soup, bread, meat, and fruit. Then they sat at the table, and Valjean ate hungrily. When dinner was finished, the bishop's sister put the silver forks and spoons away in the cupboard. The bishop got up, picked up 1 candlestick, and gave the other to his visitor.
I'll show you to your room, monsieur, he said.
Valjean fell asleep quickly, but he woke in the middle of the night. After 19 years of sleeping on a prison floor, the bed was too comfortable. He lay awake in Monsieur Myriel's silent house, unable to sleep. He could not stop thinking about the bishop's silver. Suddenly, he got out of bed, took off his shoes, and left the room. He went quietly to the dining room, opened the cupboard, and took out the silver forks and spoons. Putting them into his bag, he left the house without making a sound. A few hours later, Monsieur Myriel discovered that Valjean was gone, and the silver too. But he did not worry.
We have other forks and spoons, he told his sister calmly.
They were having breakfast when there was a knock at the door. Outside, 3 policemen stood holding Valjean by the arms.
Ah, there you are, the bishop said to Valjean. I'm happy to see you, my friend. I also gave you 2 silver candlesticks to sell. Why didn't you take them with the forks and spoons?
Valjean stared at the bishop.
Do you mean that his story is true? One of the policemen asked Monsieur Myriel.
Yes, answered the bishop. He hasn't stolen anything. You may go.
Monsieur Myriel went to get the 2 silver candlesticks and gave them to Valjean.
Now go, my friend, said the bishop. And don't forget that you've promised to use the money to become an honest man.
Valjean was shaking. He still could not speak. He could not remember promising the bishop anything.
Jean Valjean, my brother, Monsieur Myriel continued. Now you're not owned by evil, but by good.
Valjean left the town as fast as he could. his head full of confusing thoughts. At times he felt angry, then he felt sad. He almost preferred being in prison, because there he was calm, feeling nothing. At the end of the day, he sat down on the ground behind a tree and looked around himself at the mountains. A little boy of about 10 years old was coming along the path, singing and playing with some coins in his hand. As he passed the tree, the boy dropped one of the coins and it fell near Valjean's foot. Valjean put his boot over it.
"My coin, please, monsieur," said the boy.
"What's your name?" said Valjean.
"I'm Petit Gervais," replied the boy.
"Go away," said Valjean.
"I want my coin," cried the child. "My silver coin!"
Valjean stared at the child. Then he got to his feet and shouted,
"Get out of here!"
The terrified child quickly ran away. Valjean did not move. After a while, he suddenly noticed the silver coin on the ground.
"What's that?" he said to himself.
Then he remembered the boy, picked up the coin and looked along the path, but he saw no one.
"Petit Gervais!"
he called as loudly as he could. There was no answer. Valjean began to run along the path, calling the boy's name again and again, but he could not see the boy anywhere.
"Oh, what have I done?" Valjean thought miserably.
Then he dropped to his knees and cried for the first time in 19 years. The bishop's words filled his mind.
"You've promised to become an honest man."
The words felt like an attack, a terrible fight between good and evil, which Valjean could not understand. He continued to cry for a long time, knowing only that he was now a changed man.